The Allentown Art Museum's annual MLK Junior Day celebration on Monday, January 15th, is, as always, a vibrant tribute to the enduring legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This year, as part of that celebration, the museum is proudly showcasing the work of their Community Art and Action Fellow, Chloe Cole Wilson. Chloe has been engaging in social work and trauma-informed care for communities of color and LGBTQ communities for over 9 years, and is the co-founder of Basement Poetry, a community-centered theater company. In addition to her work in poetry and theater, Chloe teaches and serves as a substance abuse counselor. Her new exhibition, Restoring Petals, opening at the Allentown Art Museum in collaboration with Basement Poetry on January 15th, beautifully narrates tales of love, life, and healing amidst the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. Immerse yourself in a multi-sensory experience as Chloe curates captivating choral, spoken word, and musical performances, breathing life into the exhibition and paying homage to Dr. King's commitment to community. It's an inspiring celebration happening at the intersection of art, culture, and social change. This is WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain Kate Scuffle, your host, and this evening I'm talking with Chloe Cole Wilson. Welcome, Chloe. You're down to the wire here, aren't you?
Yes, it's happening.
Before we get into the details of the celebration, just to back up for our listeners, two questions. One, could you tell us a little bit about the Arts and Action Incubator Program at the museum, how you got involved, what led you to apply? And I'd like to talk a little bit about the inspiration for Restoring Petals as well.
Yes. So I applied for this program because I had been working with the Allentown Art Museum for a couple years now through Basement Poetry and like just other teaching artist opportunities and things like that. And this year, when I was like interviewing for the role, I told them that I was in this Snoop Dogg era, that I wanted to try everything. And I wanted to play with the idea of what it meant to be an artist. Like, what does it mean for me? You know, my core, like, disciplined art is like theater, spoken word. And, you know, I dabble in dance now, right? And I've been dancing for a while. But I really wanted to get my hands dirty and really play with the idea of installation art. It's come up in some of my shows in the last few years, and this was a great opportunity for me to really get my hands dirty, but also learn. This was a huge learning opportunity for me as an artist.
So it's a 9-month process. Well, you've been working on this for 9 months.
Yes.
This past year as part of the incubator program. So given that, wanting to get your hands dirty, wanting to kind of play with perhaps mediums and ways in which you hadn't worked before as well, why Restoring Petals? How did that take shape? And what was the inspiration for it? What made you feel like this was the way to go?
In 2020, I experienced quite a bit of death in my own personal life, but also like just around us. Grief was really hitting my family heavy. And I felt like this was an opportunity. Restoring Petals is in the making for a while. And it was like a 3-year process of figuring out, like, what do I want to do? What exactly do I want to do to respond to the world that's around us? Basement Poetry is known to be a company that really works on seeing and looking and doing and really living that in their art and in our art. And so it was time for me to really respond to that need to create art that was authentic, but also like I wasn't seeing enough. I wasn't seeing enough people creating containers and spaces for people to process through art what has happened to us. And so, you know, this was a really great opportunity for me to do that as an artist. There was a lot of opportunity for support, especially in the spaces in which I've never painted a mural. There's a mural in the exhibition. Like, I've never done resin art, but here I am learning and growing and having the supplies to do such. And because of my background in psychology and social work, and because of my work, my day job at Silk Lehigh Valley, it was so important for me to talk about public health and bring the two together. How do you have conversations around COVID-19 getting vaccinated, because that's trivial, that's challenging. What does it mean to get the mental health care that you need? What does it mean to be connected with community again and get back out there? And so it was time. And I was sitting on the show for a while. And so I've written a play a little bit. I was in that space, especially in the heart of it. And then from there, I kind of walked away from it and was coming back to it. And then this opportunity came up and I was like, this is the perfect time.
So. It's interesting because I think I noted that as we kind of came, started to come out of COVID and interact again and meet in public spaces, whatever you want to, you know, just however you want to describe it, how many people would refer to getting back to normal or picking up where we left off. And I remember thinking, it's gone. Mm-hmm. There's two layers going on here. There's what we just went through and there's the world is different now. And like, I thought, boy, we're going to need a lot of spaces and conversations around this just to process this.
Yes, yes. And to process it in a way that is not just talk therapy, not just, you know, writing about it, really finding multiple ways that we can process. And I think that's why this show has so many elements. Mm-hmm. There's spoken word and performance. There's text and poetry. I'm building like poetry walls and really creating a space for artists to dump, but also to be inspired again. So many artists didn't have space to not only process what was happening, but the financial piece of this. Like, artists lost a lot of money during this time. And we talk a lot about live theater and coming back to the theater and what does that mean? And we lost that. We lost those experiences. We lost the experience of live music. We've lost all of that because it all became digital. It all became things that we can just really easily obtain online, which was fantastic, accessibility. But at the same time, like, there's nothing like live. There's nothing like being in person. It's nothing like being connected. And so this space also, so many folks who are working on the production, they're like, after this, we could probably go into interior design, or after this, we could probably go into building sets, because it really is about creating that container where people can also perform. There's a huge flower stage that we placed in the center. And the idea is that when you're in the exhibition, like, if you have something to say, record yourself saying it, you know what I mean? Hmm. Be in the moment. And when the exhibition will be open until June, when you're in the space, record something, create content, because we really, as artists, lost a lot of the ability to make money, the ability to do that.
And just before getting into the details of it, because there's so much going on here with artists that are involved, with partners, with ways that you're doing this, why petals? Why the flower imagery? It kind of fascinates me. That's been a theme. I've seen you doing some of the workshops and gathering in the community. What made that feel like the right through line for you?
Actually, during the summertime of 2020, I was experiencing like a pretty heavy loss. And I don't know who this person is till this day, but someone had sent me roses and sunflowers. I was like so deeply moved by that. And it was just such a wonderful act of kindness. And in that moment where I'm like managing my own mental health, trying to care for my family, and also kind of like reeling in the loss of so many people in the year, I was like, flowers just brighten someone's day. Just their existence brightens someone's day. And they also have seasons and transition and they move. So the idea that like flowers have all this life but still present as beautiful even in all their stages was something that was really captivating and interesting to me. So when I was thinking of the title, Restoring Petals, like, we're in this season and we're restoring and we're moving on and kind of staying in too. Like, we're still ourselves. We're still these flowers. We're still these living beings with these truths and these things that have happened to us, but we're still figuring it out. We're still in transition. We're still in different seasons. And so I really liked that imagery. And it's just, I love flowers. They're just so gorgeous. It's particularly sunflowers just make a heart happy and aesthetically just look really beautiful. And so, yeah.
I love the sense that they're non-essential, but they're all about joy. And that's what you're saying. Yeah. Well, we're going to go to a break soon, and when we come back, I want to really, again, talk about the details of what we'll experience and see on the 15th and going on through the life of the exhibition. There's everything from spoken word to soundscape, choral poetry, music, a lot of artists working with you. But quickly, before we go to that break, so the culmination on the 15th, you've been doing a tremendous amount of interaction in the community, too. Yes, recording podcasts, leading workshops, things like that. Has the response been surprising to you? Have people expressed that this has been something they really, that helped, that really seemed to be what was needed at the moment?
One of my favorite moments, I think, throughout this process was so many. There's a list, so many. But when I think about the workshop that I did with Touchstone Theater during Festival Unbound, it was a very small group. There was about eight of us who wrote together and wrote on loneliness, connection, community, and home. And so those are the four themes that kind of run through the show, especially through writing. And, you know, poetically, like, they just spent time processing. And it was just so beautiful because I think a lot of people approached the show like, there was a woman that was like, I saw that you were making paper flowers and, you know, my daughter's wedding's coming up. And really, I came for this. But I really am happy that I went through the writing portion of all of this. And so I gave her the instructions for the flowers because we never got to the flowers because we were so invested in the writing and the performance of it all. And she was just like, thank you. Thank you for this time. I didn't realize that this has affected me so deeply. And it took me this moment to kind of process and write and really spend this time with others. And, you know, a really good friend of mine, Yodi, was there. And he's an incredible artist as well. And just knowing that that was like his first outing since he was challenged with some health challenges during the pandemic was really important for me, too. So I think that it's about the invitation. We're inviting folks to have this conversation. And we hope that you take something, even if it's just a petal. If you take a whole garden, that's great. But even if you take a few seeds or petals or some part of the plant as you're leaving and exiting, like, I think that that was really big for me. It's been really beautiful. The podcast episode, you're on my podcast, which makes me very happy. It's such a wonderful episode. One of the things that you had actually said was artists are canaries in coal mines. And I really felt that throughout this process, talking with people, meeting with families, having these very unique interactions and inviting people into the project in these very unique ways. I didn't sit down and say, these are the partners I'm going to work with and this is the community. Like, I had a little bit of that in like putting it together. But really what I wanted to do is really make sure that folks of color had a space to process, feel connected, get the education they need on COVID-19 and vaccination and care and mental health and all of those things. But also, I wanted people to feel like they kind of just floated on in and was like, I'm here.
You're listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and I'm talking with Allentown Art Museum Art in Action Fellow Chloe Cole Wilson about her richly multidisciplinary exhibition, Restoring Petals, Exploring Life and Community Post-COVID, opening at the museum on Monday, January 15th, as part of the museum's Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebrations. We'll be right back after this short break.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and tonight I'm chatting with creator and community activist Chloe Cole Wilson about Restoring Petals, her new multidisciplinary exhibition exploring life and community post-COVID, opening with an abundance of performance, music, and poetry at the Allentown Art Museum Monday, January 15th, as part of the Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebrations. So, Chloe, before we went to break, which we could talk for hours, But the specifics on the 15th, like this is, there's a lot going on the 15th too.
Yes.
Partly as you've made this journey into getting your hands dirty in every possible artistic format known to people. So we talk a little bit about it's an afternoon opening. Mm-hmm. As we join you guys there, what will be happening? Who will be happening? Who are you working with? What's going on?
Yeah, so our opening celebration will start at 2:30 with an awesome lineup of artists from the community who really are really interested in having this conversation. You'll also be able to hear the soundscape, which was developed by our music producer, Darius Foster, an incredible R&B and hip hop artist in the Lehigh Valley. And he brought on an amazing lineup of artists to perform that day. And then we'll also have two spoken word artists. And then Miss Latrice Young put together a choreo poem workshop for Restoring Petals. We'll be performing pieces of the choral poem that was created during that time. And so it is going to be a day of excitement, but also I have some opening remarks, and I'll talk more about the show and like what happened, how did we get here. It's going to be a beautiful day, and I'm hoping that people can come with an open mind, open heart. The podcast also drops. There's a Restoring Petals podcast where I spoke with 12 individuals about their experiences during COVID-19. There's a lot of media, a lot to consume and be in. There's going to be a poetry wall, like about two or three of them, okay, with about 20 local artists who put together poetry. And I wanted it to be a debut of art that we didn't see. A lot of times we, as artists, like come to our mediums and say, this is my space of solitude, this is my space of safety, and this is my language. And so I'm going to speak through this. And then sometimes things get dusted away. Sometimes things don't get shown. And so I want this to be a space where that art gets to live and breathe and be shown. So that's the experience you'll have. We'll unveil a new mural that will be up in Artways at the Allentown Art Museum. And of course, the resin pieces that I spoke about, that section is really dedicated to folks who've lost their lives during this time, and an opportunity for families to, you know, showcase and honor and bring in those spirits and those folks into the space.
And resin art was new to you, wasn't it?
Yep. I went into, again, like kind of coining this idea. When I say Snoop Dogg era, it really is about, you know, Snoop Dogg does so many different things. He's a multifaceted, talented artist. And I was like, you know what? I want to be that too. So when I approached the idea of resin, I love the idea of preserving. I think resin has a lot of that. I love the idea of like using the floral elements. Like I think resin lends to that. Like I collected flowers from nature. I, you know, bought some flowers as well. And I just love the idea of like playing with that. But also resin is the most, in my opinion, the most patient medium I've ever worked with. Because it is, you let it, you set up what you want on your plaque and how you would like it to look like, but you got to wait 24 hours to see the final product, really. 24 to 48 for it to cure. And so I was so patient and really like sitting in it as I was creating. And, you know, YouTube University and TikTok, you know, college really set me up for success. And I also like with this being a fellowship, like in this being an incubator space, like I was able to say, you know what, this piece doesn't work. It's not working. It didn't feel like it was like on the line. And then I also got to work with families. I had some sessions with families where we worked together and placed the flowers where they wanted them to be, picked their loved one's favorite color and added it to the piece, and really tried to bring to life the photos that they brought in to memorialize their loved one. And so, yeah, it was a process, but I'm happy I went through it. Will I revisit resin? Maybe.
That's a thought, too, for you, because I was going to say for the families. I mean, there's all the levels of kind of the impact of what we went through with the pandemic. And one of them would be that loss, we often get through loss through community. You know, we gather with family, we gather with someone that's lost someone we couldn't gather. Mm-hmm. And so I suspect that sense of letting people say, hey, well, we were all away from each other, this happened and I need to talk about it. But what, for you, you've been the through line sitting through all these conversations and meeting with people and hearing the stories. How has it impacted you? How are you different than when you began?
I feel like I've already been like an empathetic person. My mother would always say that like I was always very quiet and just like observant. And I think that that's a part of empathy. But like it has expanded that tenfold because you take this time to sit and talk about such painful, you know, memory. I was really blessed to be able to have one of the podcast episodes with my mom. Hmm. And we talked about labor and the workforce. And she lost her job during this time. And it was like she was at this job for 25 years. It was a part of her life. It was, and, you know, there's a lot of like other challenges and things that we can talk about. But particularly, she didn't realize how painful it was until we were recording. Hmm. And she was like, I wasn't expected to cry. Because I didn't realize how much this affected me. And she was like, that was my family. Like these people I worked with for 25 years, I was so deeply connected to. And then I was asked to be in my home with my son, who does not like germs, was very cautious during this time. And she is also a person who is very neat and careful. And to be in that while processing the loss of your career is the experience that millions were experiencing.
Yes.
And yeah. especially artists, especially the retail community, just really that loss was so heavy. And like, how do we talk about that too? And so it's really been beautiful. I've cried so many times collectively. Collectively was probably like a million, but which was good, and good tears and really sad tears, but really reflective tears, like really reflecting on not even realizing how much this has impacted people.
Yeah. As the community encounters these voices and this process, the culmination of this process in the gallery there, and it's there till June. Mm-hmm. If I were to attend a month from now, whatever, what is it? What do you want it to feel like for someone moving through that space? And are there opportunities to add to or to be interactive with it?
Yes. So this show has a heartbeat, and it will continue. And I want people to feel like they could reach out to me and be like, I would love to have my poetry on the wall. I would love to, you know, put something together for my family member. I would love to add more sunflower. We have a 1,000 sunflowers, paper sunflowers that we've created with community. I want people to pick it up and be like, I would love to add to this. And I want to create my own container, right? I want this to be an opportunity for people to really feel like they could just be creative again and inspire them in any type of way. So when people are coming up, I really hope that for them, even if it's just like, this is beautiful and that's it. Mm-hmm. That's also great. In the city of Allentown, there was a lot of violence in the one of the last weekends of the year. And I really want the community to be in an aesthetically pleasing place and an experience just joy for even if it's like 5 to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, read the poetry. We'll have books there as well on grief for children and family members and things like that, and joy and all of these things. And so there will be like a sitting space. It's called Rest is a Vibe. And in the sitting space, you can just enjoy a book. You know, read, like, what does it mean to have an installation that its purpose is to be in? Its purpose isn't just to like, oh, this is a great, you know, photo, or this is a great painting, or this is art. Like, be immersed, read the poetry, listen to the podcast, and enjoy and reflect and mourn in any way that you need to.
It's interesting because I keep referring to it as an exhibition, but installation really is much more accurate, and space. Mm-hmm. An environment.
Yeah, and we need it. We need it desperately. the violence that happens to the mind when we don't have community is really terrifying. You know, I experience a lot of loss around suicide. You know, one of the families that I'm working with experienced loss because of suicide. And I think it's really important right now that we are taking that time to be in that space. And it doesn't have to be restoring petals, right? In an aesthetically beautiful place where you find aesthetically beautiful. You know what I mean? Your favorite park bench, down to the dog park that right. you love, like wherever it is, like be there, be present, get out and mask safely because we're in a surge right now.
Right.
So being mindful of that too. We're still living in amongst of COVID-19 and the flu and all of these things, and taking care of yourself is important. So anyways, but yeah, I want people to be in space.
Sadly, we're just about out of time. I really encourage our listeners. Of course, it's part of the Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebrations at the Art Museum. The Art Museum's admission is now free, which is wonderful and a gift to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no obstacle to exploring and experiencing Restoring Petals. Again, on the 15th, it's a very special day where the community will come together live with sound and music and poetry and all that beauty, joy, and sadness that we need to talk about together. Chloe, thank you so much for the work you're doing in the community and that you've done as a creative in the community with all of us. It's such a gift.
Thank you.
I thank our listeners for joining us today here in the Art Salon. I've been your host, Kate Scuffle. This is WDIY 88.1 FM, Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and I look forward to visiting with you again soon right here in our room on the air, Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. If you enjoyed this program, please go to WDIY.org or the WDIY app to share or become a WDIY member.